A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made of genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, where is Martha's anxiety? Where are Mary's tears? The first time she was at our Lord's feet, she was weeping, begging God for mercy, and now she can do the same act as an offering of worship. And we also see Lazarus fully restored after he's risen from the dead, an entire family healed and set free. And what's so beautiful is undoubtedly, as our Lord touched the heart of one of them, it touched the hearts of the other. It might have been when our Lord did not condemn Mary after she's found in prostitution that Martha and Lazarus opened their hearts to the Lord. It might have been when he set her free from 7 demons that Martha finally reached out and wanted Jesus Christ as her own companion. We know for sure in sacred scripture that when our Lord raised Lazarus, it was so that Mary and Martha's faith would be perfected. Scripture says that the sins of a father visit a family for 4 generations. Right? And all of us have seen this. You know, there's been times where you see suicide prevalent in a family and you go, man, over and over and over. You know, why does that happen? That's not natural. Right, that's the cause of the evil one. Suicide is always from the devil, who is the father of murder. But you go, man, it plagues a family. And then you look at lust in a family. Or you name it. And you go, okay, there's some stronghold that the evil one is using. Right, the sins of one family member affect the rest of the family. But if that is true, all the more is true that the grace that one receives permeates down through a family. Because where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Right? If the sins of a father go for 4 generations, how much does the holiness of a father visit a family for decades and decades? I had a man one time come to me and he said, "Father, I was praying the rosary." And he said, "My kids were having tough times. And as I'm praying the rosary, our Lord showed me that it was because of me that I had allowed evil into my family. Right, Father, I want to close all the doors. I want to be healed and set free." I had a lady one time come to me for prayers, and it was so beautiful. At the very root of her struggles, and there were many, was feeling neglected and abandoned by her father. She goes through these prayers. She forgives her dad. She calls me the next day. She said, "Father, my dad never told me he loved me all throughout my childhood, my adolescence. Father, I said those prayers with you yesterday. My dad called me this morning and he said, honey, I want to let you know how much I love you." She said, "Father, it blew me away. It had to have been because I went through those prayers." The daughter's set free and now the dad is set free. I'm reading a beautiful book right now, and I recommend it to everybody. It's called Be Healed. The author, Bob Schutz, I'm thinking of inviting to the parish. And I was reading a chapter this morning, and he gives numerous examples of this. The healing of one family member affects everybody. And he tells the story of a mom who came to him, struggling with fibromyalgia, chronic pain, all these illnesses. She goes through prayers for healing and freedom. She's delivered of her physical sufferings. Her son, who lived out of state, called her the next day and said, "Mom, something happened. I'm cured." Her son had had very similar physical sufferings for years. The mom is set free, and it must have been in and through the mom that spirit who ailed her reached her son, and the son is delivered when she's delivered. My brothers and sisters, it's so important that we come to our Lord Jesus Christ for healing, right? Not just for our sakes, but for the sake of all our family members and anybody close to us. The graces we receive permeate all those lives that we touch.